You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn and Sam Norris with you to preview the best of the action across Europe this week. Three games to go at, all of them coming up on Sunday. And some interesting clashes as well. We've got the Turin derby to look forward to, Celta Vigo against Sevilla as well, and PSG against Nice. Nice, the perhaps slightly unlikely table toppers in France. We'll get to that shortly. Firstly, hello Sam Norris.
Hello Alex Dunn, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you've been on this European Football Podcast all season.
Yes.
But never in the same studio as me.
No, that's weird, that, isn't it?
You're always pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Apart from the times when I'm not here and then you're me.
Yeah.
This is a treat.
It is indeed.
We've not recorded together for a long time.
And it's not that I'm trying to avoid you by any stretch of the imagination.
It did,
Alex.
Come across
just,
like that.
It's just the way it's panned out this season. Very good to be back in the studio with you.
It is, and I believe we'll be doing this again next week. And then, winter break.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's the beauty of doing a European football podcast.
Yeah.
You get rotated into do shifts and then there's nothing to talk about.
We get time off.
Yeah, so we'll be back. Well, we'll be back next week, but then after that, sometime in January. It sort of comes in
whenever we feel like it, really.
Dribs and drabs. Yeah. Just let us know if you want to listen to it, and if you do, then we'll turn up. But right, we'll start with Torino against Juventus this week. This one's coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Torino 16-5, the draw 13-5. Juventus are 5-6. Interesting clashes. Obviously, it is the Turin derby. Normally, you'd say Juventus at borderline even money is a good thing, but you've got to factor in that it is a derby. You've got to factor in that Torino are pretty good at home, unbeaten at home so far this season. Of course, they've got Joe Hart in goal as well, haven't they? This season. And you've got to factor in that Juventus were appalling on their last away day, losing 3-1 at Genoa, and were 3-0 down in 29 minutes on that occasion. Nothing to get too unduly concerned about, but it would just be playing in your mind, I think, if you are going to go heavy on Juventus here.
Definitely, yeah. There's two ways to look at it, really, when you come into this game. One is alarm bells have to ring when you see a side like Juventus anywhere near the even money mark, similar to when Bayern travel to Dortmund, for example, when we get these prices about Barca, Real. A lot of people will be licking their lips at Juve being 5-6. They were disappointing against Genoa, as you quite rightly pointed out, but generally this season, it's been another, not a procession, but it's been another season which looks likely to end in Juventus sitting top of Serie A once more. I'd probably have to take them on here, though, at 5-6. It is a big price, and a bigger price than we get about them most weeks. But the defeat to Genoa on their last away day is concerning. If you go further back, they were beaten by Milan two away trips before that. So it's actually only one win in their last three away from home. Not a huge sample size, and Milan are having a much better season this year than they normally do. They're up third in the table. So that 1-0 defeat at the San Siro may be excusable. But one win in the last three away games. Torino, as you said earlier, still unbeaten at home. They've had seven home games this season. They've won five of them and drawn the other two.
I think crucially, though, it's Lazio, Fiorentina and Roma are the three that stand out there. They've already been there and haven't won. I know some of those are having slightly iffy seasons by their standards. But still, they're creditable results, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think only Fiorentina of those three got a point there. So Lazio and Roma both tasted defeat. The good thing with Torino this season at home, you haven't been forced to take a short price because they've been so reliable at conceding and going on to win the match. So the match result on both teams to score has always been a player. In fact, in the five games that they've won this year at home, 5-1, 3-1, 2-1, 5-1 and 2-1. So they can generally always be relied upon to concede at home. I think that's very handy for this match. If you are looking to play Torino, and you're maybe not in love with the 16-5, that 13-2 is a genuine runner here. As I said, they've conceded in all of their home games that they've won this season. They only kept a clean sheet once at home in a goalless draw against Empoli. So that 13-2 doesn't look too bad to me. And obviously, we fully expect Juventus to score. You're not really worried about Torino nilling them. this week. But I'd probably play a little bit more conservative because it's Juventus. And take Torino plus a goal at 17-20 here in the outright betting. I just think if it was anybody else, I would just play that Torino match result and both teams to score. But against Juve, having the draw insurance on side could be quite nice. So Torino plus a goal at 17-20. Just the both teams to score outright is 10-11. So take the match result away and back that, which has landed in six of the seven home games for Torino this season. Fully expect both sides to score. So that could be of interest at 10-11. And there was one other bet that I did like here in terms of goal scorers. Because Juve, the odds on Favs, you get a nice price about any Torino player you like. And Iago Falque has been in fine form for Torino this season. He's 5-2 in the anytime goal scorer betting. This is a man who scored six times in his last four games. And since moving to Torino on loan from Roma, has 7-11 for his loan side. So he's very much my play to score in this game. A man in form. And he takes the spot kicks as well. It doesn't scream penalties to me this game, but it's always handy when you've got the penalty taker on side. 5-2 looks big for me for Falque to get on the score sheet. But main bet here, Torino double chance, 17-20.
OK. Also worth noting, in the last five clashes in all competitions between the two, we've had three red cards. So I wouldn't have it as a particularly dirty derby normally. But that would be a possible trend to look at.
It's probably one of those derbies that means a bit more to Torino than it does to Juventus.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. But, yeah, OK, we're going to side with Torino there. Right, we'll move to Spain next for Celta Vigo against Sevilla. Just quickly, last week, El Clásico wasn't on TV, which was a real pain.
Blackout.
But Real Madrid's battled to a point in the end. And, by the way, what a price they were. I know I wasn't here last week. I know you were keen on it.
Yeah.
And retrospective is always easy. And they didn't actually win.
No.
But it was priced out wrong, wasn't it?
It certainly was, yeah. And you can't eat value, can you? You can't spend it in the pub. But yeah, 11-4 was a good price. And that equaliser could be even more crucial than it looks on paper, because it just gives Madrid a nice buffer over Barca. And Barca have to look at that and think, are Real going to drop those points from now until the end of the season? The only teams likely to take points off them are ourselves, from a Barcelona point of view, and maybe Atleti. It will be difficult, I think, for Madrid to drop 6 points against the other sides in La Liga, and difficult for Barca not to drop those points, because we've seen from them too many times this season, more times in maybe the last five seasons combined. They've just dropped silly points here and there. Espanyol, Malaga, sides that they normally brush aside, they haven't been doing this season. So we're only 14 games in, but that 6 point gap already looks really big. And if Barcelona could have got a victory there, then you know the gap's obviously halved and it's game on again. But Madrid getting that late equaliser could be even more crucial than it looked, I think, in terms of the title race in La Liga this season. Which seems ridiculous to say 14 games.
It is, but Barca are going to have to be absolutely foot perfect from here on in.
And need help, which neither really look likely happening. It doesn't look as though Barca are going to continue to... Well, I say continue to batter teams. They haven't battered teams whatsoever, but they need to do that and hope that that Real start dropping points, which hasn't looked likely.
I think you are relying on Barca having a near on 100% record, really, from here to the end of the season, if things carry on as they are. But everyone does always have a little bit of a sticky spell at some point in the season. It'll be interesting to see how Real cope with that, if and when it comes along. Right, we'll focus on Celta Vigo Sevilla then. This one, 3:15 on Sunday. Vigo 17-10, the draw 12-5, and Sevilla are 6-4. Two sides that I like a lot here. I think that they always represent a bit of decent value as well. Celta Vigo sit in ninth. They're very capable on their day. They just sometimes have a bit of an off day. But their home form this season has been pretty good. Only lost twice. They were the first two home games of the season. Since then, they've been on a five-game winning streak, including that win over Barcelona. Sevilla's away form is typically pretty horrible. They went the whole of last season without a win away from home. On the contrary, their home form is sublime and has been for a while. But at least this season, they have won twice on the road, both 3-2 victories at Leganes and Deportivo. They did lose to Granada, though, on the last away day. Granada struggling down at the bottom of the table. They'll need to bounce back from that. Celta Vigo, I think, will fancy their chances here. And it's priced up pretty enticingly, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I fancy Celta Vigo's chances here as well. I was keen on Sevilla last week. They were away at Granada. Made the point on the podcast last week that their away form has improved this season, Sevilla. It couldn't really get any worse. As you pointed out there, they're generally a team that we associate being very good at home. Went to Sevilla last week. They disappointed against Granada, who were last week bottom of the table. They've moved up now to second bottom on the back of that. But you look at who Sevilla have actually played away from home. Their last three league games now, and this is not just away from home, this is their last three league games in total. They faced the sides sitting 16th, 18th and 19th place in the league. Failed to beat two of them. They drew 1-1 with Gijon, who were 18th, lost to Granada, and they beat Deportivo, as you said there. They're not exactly coming into this in glorious form for all that we'd, you know, expect them to be favourites for this match, and they are at 6-4. And Celta's home form stacks up very similar to Torino's, winning but conceding goals as well. Mm. 5 on the spin in La Liga they've won, conceded in all of those as well, and took the scalp of Barcelona as well a few weeks ago at home. That finished 4-3. We've said earlier that Barca aren't quite their brilliant best this season, but it's still a victory against Barcelona and still is a very good one. So I like Celta Vigo here. I think I'm not that keen on the 17-10 outright, to be honest. I think this is one where I'm looking for more value, but because of the pattern of their home games, there's plenty to be found. Match result on both teams to score, Celta Vigo at 15-4. Will probably be the selection for me in this match, but you could also look to play them to win the game and over 2.5 goals at 3-1, which also looks a big price. There's been plenty of goals in Celta Vigo home games. It would have landed comfortably in the last 6 home games, although one of them was a 4-0 defeat to Atletico Madrid, so we wouldn't have landed the win there, but the over 2.5 certainly. Beat Gijon 2-1, Barca 4-3, Deportivo 4-1, Valencia 2-1 and Granada 3-1. So we'd be comfortably landing the overs part of that. Sevilla, 4 of their last 5 games have gone over 2.5 as well. Just the over 2.5 is 8-11, which might rank a safer bet if you were looking to play that. Over 3.5, I wouldn't be put off by at 21-10. Bigger than 2-1 about two sides who will probably both go into this fairly confident, despite the fact Sevilla lost last time out to Granada. But I do expect plenty of goals here. But I can't get away from that Celta win and both teams to score at 15-4. It's landed exactly in their last 5 games at home. And Sevilla, for all their better on the road this season, still a little bit iffy. Held by Gijon, beaten by Granada, beaten by Bilbao. I think Celta are going to win the game here, and they're priced up attractively enough to do so.
17-10 on Celta Vigo to win this. Certainly enticing. I know exactly where you're coming from with that. And I'm a big, big advocate of home versus away form, if you like.
Yes.
And Sevilla on the road, I just can't back them. Full stop.
Exactly, yeah.
At home, I'm all over them, but certainly not on their travels. Certainly looks like one to oppose anyway. Just one thing to note, we're recording this on Wednesday, actually, a day earlier than we normally do. Mm. Sevilla and Juventus, we've also spoken about on this podcast, both playing on Wednesday evening. So if something drastic's happened, sorry.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it. Right, final game. PSG against Nice. Really interesting clashes.
Yes.
PSG are 7-20. The draw is 4s. And Nice are in the betting at 15-2. Nice, I want to call them the surprise package this year.
But that's fair.
That might be a bit harsh, though, because they are a good side. And they proved that last year. Last year, Hatem Ben Arfa was the main man. This year, it's Mario Balotelli. They seem to need to have one complete maverick who can produce anything and then put some fairly talented individuals around him. And it's reaping dividends. They've only conceded 10 goals in their 16 games so far. They're 3 points clear of Monaco at the top of the table. PSG are in third after getting stuffed at Montpellier last weekend. Very similar record to Nice in terms of goals scored and goals conceded. Both scored 30. PSG have conceded just the one more. Can you tell me, other than on form, and I know PSG are very, very good at home, why on earth Nice are 15-2 here?
Huge price, aren't they?
I know price. Exactly why PSG are favourites, but if you take this purely on form, if you ignored the big name of the team, if you like, then surely PSG would be somewhere around maybe even money,
yeah,
even bigger.
Five to six, you know, yeah, it's, yeah.
Before it, I, purely on form, but indeed. Massive Nice.
Before I looked at the prices for this game, I thought it would be a case that I thought, well, you know, if we get 11-10, then maybe I'll chance PSG, but certainly not at 7-20. You mentioned how good they are at home. Since November 2012, only Rennes and Monaco have come to the Parc des Princes and won. So for all they're not having the greatest of seasons under Unai Emery, and it was a bad defeat last time out, they do remain very, very good at home. And a lot of people have sort of spoke about how good Nice are at home. They've got an unbeaten run at home now, which stretches back to last February. It's 14 on the spin at home. They haven't lost a game. But they're actually not bad away from home either. Everybody sort of talks about Nice's great home form. But if you look at their away games, they've only lost once on the road this season. And in the seven games that they've played, they've won five of them away from home. Granted, it's often been by a skinny margin. They've won four of those games 1-0, beating Angers, Nancy, Saint-Étienne and Guingamp, all by just a solitary goal to nil away from home. But I still don't think that adds up to them being a 15-2 shot here whatsoever. The nice thing about their price being that big, though, you can take out plenty of insurance, and that's what I'll be doing. Nice plus two is 4-5, which, you know, to be getting a team who are top of the table 16 games in, so it's not really a fluke at this stage. They're there rightfully after 16 games in. And you're getting nigh on even money for them to win, draw or lose the game by one. I think that actually looks an excellent price to me, that plus two on Nice. You mentioned Mario Balotelli there. They have been missing him since the early part of November. He's been injured, I think, since November the 6th. Returns training this week. So having Balotelli back in the fold will be a huge boost for Nice. In his absence, though, Alassane Player has really stepped up to the mark without Mario Balotelli. I put him up on the podcast to score last week and he duly obliged. Fancy him to go in again here at 12-5. He's got 9-16 this term. And has generally been the main man for Nice. For all that, certainly in England, it's all about Mario Balotelli for us because he's the big man. He's the maverick, as you quite rightly called him. But he's only got six. I say only. He's got six goals this season. Player's got nine. And Balotelli's always a shorter price than Player. Mm-hmm. So the 12-5 for Player to score, I quite like. 9-16 goals this season. Obviously, as you said, we're recording this before European action. So Nice do have a game in the Europa League against Krasnodar on Thursday night. I would be prepared to ignore anything they do in the Europa League this season. They're bottom of their group. For whatever reason, it just hasn't clicked in Europe for Nice. I don't know why. So I'd be prepared to forgive them if they lose to Krasnodar on Thursday. A win can only be a positive for them, but I'm not really worried about the result on Thursday. They're a much different prospect in the league. Talking about European form, though, we saw PSG draw 2-2 to Ludogorets. I'm not prepared to ignore or forgive that. That was a chance for them to top the group and needed a late equaliser in the end. They trailed twice to Ludogorets. So that on the back of a 3-0 defeat by Montpellier, despite how good they are at home, this might be the one of the best opportunities anyone's going to get to beat them at home, Nice, in the form that they are in. But it's all about that plus two for me at 4-5. I think that's a really, really big price.
Agreed. Borderline nap material, I think, this weekend. What are you going to nap? Are you going to go with that?
It's not borderline. It is on the line, yeah. Nice plus two goals at 4-5. As I said, you're getting top of the table to win, draw or lose by one at nearly even money.
I would have gone for that, but I'm going to go to Italy for my nap. Inter against Genoa is actually on the Sunday evening. We saw Genoa, of course, beat Juventus. I've already mentioned that on this podcast not too long ago. Basically, I don't like Inter when they are odds on. They're 4-6. Genoa aren't absolutely horrible. But interesting stat, Inter's five Europa League games so far this season. The league game off the back of that, both teams to score has landed in four of those five. Generally, they've been pretty good Inter off the back of those breaks. They've got a pretty strong record, particularly when they're at home. So the 4-6 doesn't tempt me really. I would much rather back Inter and both teams to score at 9-4. I think if they are going to win, that's going to be what happens. But I'd rather go with both score, no draw. Yes, 29-20. No draws off the back of their Europa League games so far this season. It's purely going off trends, if you like. But yeah, I don't think it'll end in a draw either way. I think I wouldn't be surprised if Genoa go there and nick it. I think that 9-2 is pretty big. But basically, the both teams scores 13-20, which I thought was far too short compared to the both score no draw price, which is getting on for 6-4. So that'll be my nap. Inter Genoa both score no draw at 29-20. Nice plus two for Sam. And that's just about it. We'll be back next Wednesday for the final time in 2016. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Make sure you go to the Audio Boom page as well to check out all the other football podcasts across the course of the weekend. Some good stuff on there across all of England, all the domestic action. That's been just about it. Say goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.